escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. And I bet you are, because the Rangers are amazing. What have they won? 7 of 8, 5 of 6 coming out of the break. 8 of their last 10 victories for your Rangers. General at your service. Let's talk about it. Brian is in Oxnard. He's covering Cowboys practice as we speak, and he'll be around with a full batch of takeaways coming up in just over an hour. There's Wolchuk. You got Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh. Fixing to go full five today, guys, full five. Rangers getting a day to do a victory lap and enjoy their fine work. Chiefs in the house, of course. And you can watch us at 105.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. How's everybody doing?
Great, man. Fantastic. Really doing well. It's Wolchuk's birthday. I'm excited up to just roast his rear end.
Man, I'm nervous about this.
I have 34 roasty roast clips for the 34-year-old.
Wow.
I'm going to hit it at 240, and then we'll kind of do a walk-off there in the 620 hodgepodge.
We'll just sprinkle dinkle throughout.
It's a two-parter?
Yeah. It's a two-parter. I mean, we could really stretch this thing to three. I mean, if he was, let's just say, hypothetically, he was turning 44 today, I could have 44 clips. You know? But he's 34, so I had to whittle it down.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
What, being 34 instead of 44?
Well, the amount of clips that there are here.
Just having that many mistakes, screw-ups, and flubs.
Yeah, I mean, you do it long enough, I guess you're really going to stockpile a lot of options.
Yeah, I have a feeling my birthday roast could be built off of, you know, just Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah,
so it's going to be saved. It's going to be a little bit more cutting this year. It's coming up February 18th, by the way, if you're wondering, if you want to relive some of that gold. I mean, I'm glad the Tolos are still finding entertainment and enjoyment out of it. I mean, the ones that have a good sense of humor, I think some people are still very mad at me for the Rowdy Tellez interview.
How about this one? We got 6 minutes ago, unprovoked, 972. Gavin, did you call and apologize to Rowdy yet? That was an absolute disaster. One of the worst in sports radio history.
I mean, it is one of the worst interviews I've had. You know, I don't have Rowdy's number. Maybe I should go down there to the games this weekend and see if I can get in the clubhouse if I'm allowed.
I'm sure Jack Leiter would open the door for you.
But I apologized to him in person right there in the interview, and then I did text multiple people over there at the Texas Rangers. But
still
I
got left on red by Rich Rice?
I don't think Rowdy cares, you know? That's the thing.
That's the funniest part is the people that are more butthurt about it than Rowdy himself.
It was pretty awesome because when he was up to bat late in the game last night, DJ C-Stats over there with the Rangers texted me and said he thought about playing a clip from the interview just to get him fired up for the at-bat. And he chose not to. But, man, that would have been epic if all of a sudden our interview just starts going over at the stadium during a Rowdy Tellez at bat.
I've been waiting for Baskey to reference it every time he walks up to the plate.
Well, I'm really glad that I didn't follow through with my idea when we were introducing him to play Big X, the plugs, the biggest and the largest. you know, because I thought that would have been a great way to bring it in, you know.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think big man confidence is one of the most attractive things in sports.
Me too.
You know, so I was celebrating it. Yeah. I wasn't trying to belittle him or anything like that. But anyway, it's water under the bridge at this point. Thanks to everybody for making us part of your day. What a baseball team, man. 2-1 the final. John Gray gets the win in his return. Talk about friend of the program. I think we probably interviewed John Gray the most out of anybody. And he's awesome. And his wife is terrific as well. Pitched 2 innings in relief of Corbin, who was great. Okay. He has bounced back from that midway point sort of circuitous route that I thought maybe could result in him finding himself on the outside looking into this roster. But, man, he was great. And so now, you know, the Rangers are, you know, about to, if they win their first game tomorrow, push themselves higher over 500 than they've been at any point in the last 3 months.
It's amazing.
So it really does feel like we've hit a turning point. And, you know, salute to Wyatt Langford. I mean, shoot, what a play, dude. And I think that's when you know, hey, things are going our way now. When you're losing, those kind of plays happen against you, and you're like, what the bleep? How did we just lose as Josh Smith was stuck between first and second base? Right, and then on back-to-back nights, now you have another issue covering first base. It's like now, you know, you're starting to make the things happen to create the victory. And what a moment last night is, you know, when he's coming home, I'm like, what the hell happened? How long was that ball in the air? It couldn't have been in the air more than 5 seconds. He made it all the way around.
It was crazy. The hustle, I mean, that the speed, the wheels showing that off. But Hicksy's call of that was also just brilliant. But the pitching, that was kind of my fear. Was eventually like this thing would kind of, you would get a little shaky at some point, but it's still been there. They've allowed 2 or fewer runs in 7 straight games right now. And that was John Gray getting his first win in exactly a year. Because remember, he got hurt, missed the last 6 weeks of the season last year, had to go on the IL. So it was a special night. And John Gray looked absolutely dialed. They've been on the wrong end of those 2-1 games. To get the sweep, be on the right end, it really does feel like all of a sudden, yeah, things are starting to click and you're going to get hot here at the right time.
Yeah, 1 hit, 0 walks last night for Gray. Since the break, they've played 6 games. They've given up 7 runs, bro.
I know, that's the amazing thing, is like the pitching, we're and without Evaldi, and it is still standing tall and as dominant as it was throughout the first half pre-All-Star.
And you lost, like, Malley, who was also just being incredible. Bradford, I mean, they did go through, they've lost some key members, and they've just kept
finding a way. I mean, you've started Jacob Latz.
Yeah.
And everything's still rocking and rolling. John Gray hasn't cut his hair since the World Series.
I mean, Patrick Corbin.
That's cool.
We were all joking about, you know, the eating innings here. But Be careful. Goodness gracious, all of a sudden 7 strikeouts. Patrick Corbin's been one of the most pleasant surprises, I think, of the Rangers season. We probably haven't given him enough accolades.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And to your point, Dawson, of like just finding ways to win. It felt like for so long this season, they were finding ways to lose.
They were.
And now you're starting to see the glimpses of, okay, there's a different type of confidence going on right now. It's fantastic.
The Astros are 60-42. They have a plus 64 run differential. The Rangers are at plus 61. The Astros have only been 3 runs better. Somehow they're 15 games better or 7.5 games better in the standings. They are you know, The Rangers were just, you know, the coldest and the unluckiest. But despite all that, they still have a good run differential. And that does predict success much better than your win-loss total at any point in the season. Shoddy presser about an hour ago. Learned a lot of stuff. It was another good presser. He said, here we go is actually staying. The cadence from Dak is actually staying. And there's going to be variance to it, right? So he said he was misquoted in the spring when I guess some reporters took it as the here we go was gone. But he said he wants to keep the here we go. He just wants to, you know, he mentioned that the defensive coordinators around the league, all of them are listening to the line of scrimmage audio every single week and then talking to their guys about how they get an edge. So it just goes to another way to maybe throw the defense off right as you're snapping the ball. And I love it. Tireless effort. Harvest advantages wherever there are.
Attention to detail.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Brian's at practice right now. Our training camp coverage, let me shout out our sponsors here. Our training camp coverage is brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. We are going to have Dak Prescott's podium coming up at 3:40, so we're going to move Krusty's Corner to 4 o'clock. But you get basically two Krusty's Corner a day during training camp, and at 5:20 he'll have an additional camp report. So a couple of opportunities through the day to have Brian Broaddus unload his practice observations notebook here with you live on your home of the Cowboys from the tennis courts.
Just saw no Terrence Steele, no Kenneth Murray at practice today. So we'll have to figure out why that is the case.
And Deron Bland still out as his baby's on the way. I don't know if the baby has arrived yet.
And it didn't sound like it, but they are prepping for the baby. So good for him, man. Congratulations to the Bland fam.
Yes. Okay. We go to Joseph Hoyt in the morning news. What we learned at Cowboys training camp on Wednesday. A number of interesting takeaways in here, including the possibility of DeMarvian Overshown as a player coach in his third training camp. He is getting very involved in what's going on. I think the most interesting thing about yesterday was we just learned that there is a limit to Shoddy's good vibes. And when that fight happened, he let him have it. I didn't get a chance to listen to some of the audio that was coming off the camera phones at training camp, but he did. He mother bleeped them and said, understand, right? So I didn't know if Shoddy, the minister of the good vibes, would be able to swing it the other way and say enough is enough, because if you are fun coach, eventually any employee or group of players is going to start, you know, testing that and seeing if they can take advantage of it. And I think we found out yesterday that that Shoddy does have that gear. I guess what I'm waiting for then is when we get to week one, or, you know, halfway through the season, are we going to see like a more disciplined football team than what Mike McCarthy had? Hopefully that's what he's helping the guys discover the line on. Like, when you feel like it might be time to fight, take a breath, step back, because he mentioned it's a $40,000 fine. Mm-hmm. So he was talking about, you got to go in there and help your brother not lose 40K, right? So when you see fight happening, if you don't want to fight, then that's time to go get your guy and be like, hey, dude, look at this. I just saved you 40 grand. You know, you're welcome. And if you are, you know, maybe fighting, you know, then try to stop. And now I guess the accountability is next fight going to be get kicked out of practice.
Well, and the penalty stuff, because I know yesterday when we were discussing, you know, all the pre-snap motion and the motion with the purpose that Shoddy's really installing here with Clayton Adams in this new offense, one of the big pushbacks from listeners and Cowboy fans was, all right, well, is this going to add more penalties? And the Cowboys were among the league leaders when it came to false start penalties last year. And it is possible there is going to be a learning adjustment with different movement there. But that's part of the discipline side of this, right? So I think I saw in just two practices, not even being out there yet, and we'll get out there on Sunday, but the hands-on approach of Shoddy actually going from position group to position group, and even just coaching up Kevontae Turpin during a rep where he leaves his feet, jumps up to catch a ball, and Shoddy says, no, keep your feet on the ground, Turp. You know, that stuff that we were out there and saw the last 3 years from Mike McCarthy. I didn't see that kind of hands-on going up, coaching players one-on-one quite like that. Shoddy's already certainly having his fingerprints on this, and I think that will ultimately, the attention to detail stuff should hopefully develop into a less penalized football team.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think in football and in soccer, there's a tendency for players to jump even when you don't have to secure the catch or to make the trap or, you know, get your first touch in or whatever it is. And I thought that was a really cool attention to detail. And, you know, hopefully it's just the beginning of the Schottenheimer hire paying dividends. How about we get you about, I don't know, 60 seconds on soccer or so. Leo Messi and his inter-Miami teammate Jordi Alba facing possible league suspensions for their team's next match against Cincinnati for missing the All-Star game. Ooh. They're saying thanks, but no thanks to the All-Star game for a second year in a row. Maybe it's not part of international soccer culture. Maybe he just wants the rest, but whatever the case, he has yet to appear in an MLS All-Star game. Faked an injury last year. He is he's tied with Nashville's Surridge for the MLS lead in goals with 18. So he is still having a great year, even though he's approaching 40. And the MLS did win that All-Star game 3-1 against Liga MX.
I noticed you did a nice job there halfway eating that burp.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper today.
Yeah.
What happened to the Diet Coke?
Well, you know, I have an issue with the folks downstairs in that little store that they run. I've left them multiple notes. I need two rows fully stocked Diet Coke per week, right? I'm going to buy 10 to 12 of these things. And I mean, they did not respond to the note. As a matter of fact, they stopped stocking Diet Coke altogether for about 2 months.
Ooh.
They've recently brought it back with about four per week. So I bought those earlier in the week. And then, you know, I'll swing through the 7-Eleven on the way a lot of days and get my Diet Cokes. But today I forgot to do that, or for some reason I just didn't. So I'm going with Dr. Pepper today and one of those energy drinks. So it should be flying around here before too long.
I love it.
LAFC is interested in signing Tottenham's Son, okay? Son Heung-min, 33 years old. Club decided in January that they'd probably be moving on from him after this season. So the new Tottenham boss, Thomas Frank, is praising Son, as it appears the front office is getting ready for a departure. But he also has interest in Saudi Arabia. So it's not quite sure who's going to win out, but it's real tough to compete with that Saudi money.
Yeah.
All right. We got to run. Top 10's coming up, old Chuck. What's in store for that?
Yeah. Well, we got a tremendous story about some peacocks that have been stolen. That this is the first of its kind that I've ever seen, but it is National Drive-Through Day. I've got dueling top 10s, the fastest drive-through lines and the favorite in the entire country, circa 2025. That's next in the name.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by The Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call The Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Broadus is watching practice in Oxnard. He'll be back in 1 hour with all the observations and analysis. Woolchuck's top 10 here in a minute. It's time now to go to the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your champ.
All right, day two for this champion audio. Champion sound. Sound boy. Selecta. Let's go to SEC Media Day. Savannah Avery, she was asking the hard-hitting questions. She's from KOMU Channel 8 Sports, Missouri. She's asking Missouri Tiger Zion Young about alpha males. Oh, that's the wrong button.
You guys kept throwing around the term like alpha males in your locker room and within your team. Is that a thing, or can you elaborate a little bit more on that and what that means?
This is a quick. Would you rather date a tiger? Would you want to date a cat? No. You don't want to date a cat. You wouldn't want to. But of course, it's tigers, a cat. It's a bigger version of it. It's the cat. You know, it's all around the stuff. But you wouldn't want to date a cat, though. Not something we bring. Nah, if, you know what I mean? So that's the difference. Like, it's more so of like, not in day. I mean, alpha male. Like, who? That's what we're recruiting. That's what we're standing on. Guys is alpha males, guys is where their feet at. And guys is very vocal and want to compete, you know, and have an edge on them. You know what I mean? So that's more so being specific. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to date a cat. You would rather date another tiger, right? Or a lion. Something more manly.
He nailed it. Zion Young.
A tiger or a lion. Something more manlier.
I mean, if you are a tiger dating a lion, I think you're going to make a liger.
Does that happen? Do they happen? Is that real?
I think it's possible, but I don't know if they occur in the wild.
Okay.
Yeah. I think there are some real ligers.
Yeah, the female lions don't play about that male lion.
No. Really?
Yeah, they really crash out over that male lion.
Yeah. Well, it sleeps. Yeah. And they do all the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out there hustling to keep that, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, man, you better go get some food before he wakes up.
You better make daddy happy.
Man, it's, I mean, sometimes Mother Nature is inspiring and, you know, I just wish I could have that, you know. Wish
like
I could,
10 wives.
I wish I could be on a lion level, you know. But I guess that's why he's
30 seconds a day for like maybe, what is it, like 6, 7, 8 times a day?
Really?
Yeah, it's something wild.
It's a great 30
then
seconds.
Then he takes naps and wake up and buzz out another 30 seconds and takes another nap. And
wow. Good life. You can get it. Here's Wolchuk with his top 10.
All right. It is National Drive-Thru Day. We'll get to dueling top 10s here in just a second. What's the fastest drive-thru in your opinion? And what's your favorite drive-thru? 877-881-1053. But I saw this story from Fox 40 News. This is about the Ride Hotel, which is located halfway between San Francisco and Sacramento. And I guess they have 40 peacocks at the hotel.
Oh, cool.
And which are awesome, by the way.
Yeah, oh, they're
to
gorgeous.
To have some peacocks on your property is really darn cool, bro.
Beautiful. Yeah. And it's probably a great selling point for weddings because they're just kind of walking around socializing with
they're
all
like
the
150
people.
To 200 bucks.
That makes sense because we had thievery going down. Here is Fox 40 News as, we've had some peacocks stolen and they're on the loose.
We have an adult male who barely escaped and had all his tail feathers pulled out except for 3. They're all very traumatized. They don't want to even come near staff right now.
The historic Wright Hotel in Walnut Grove, known for its timeless aesthetic and peaceful surroundings, is now at the center of a mysterious theft.
These are some of the feathers that were pulled from the birds when they were being stolen.
This hotel was home to 40 friendly peacocks appearing frequently for big events, keeping visitors company during brunch and weddings.
They also surrounded the chairs when the bride and groom were taking their vows.
But now most of these expensive birds are gone, going from 40 to just 4. Hotel staff say at least 15 went missing over the weekend.
One of our guests noticed that there were 2 men in a pickup truck with a cage, and he saw them carrying the peacock to the cage and putting it in. So we knew that they were stealing them.
The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office is now piecing together clues.
One of the reasons why it was probably so easy to steal them is because they were so comfortable with human beings.
Community tips have been pouring in, but staff are fearing the worst.
There's a market for them, so it's very possibly that they're being sold. A local merchant mentioned that it was very possible that they were being used for cockfighting. That's what he had heard, which really disturbed us. Although this is not fact, we don't know what's happening to them.
I hope that that's not the case.
Peacock fighting.
And I didn't know that that was even a thing. I did some Googles, and there have been like roosters and peacocks have been going at it at zoos before. I think when they are put into a fight or flight mode, they are known to get a little aggressive, and they will fight for what is theirs.
Territorial.
But man, it's this is tragic. And $2,000 a piece for the females, $1,000 wow. for the males. They're offering any kinds of tips that they can get there in Sacramento County.
So peacocks are a bit of a commodity.
Man, they're,
Me and my old lady was just like, I'm not emailing, but Googling something like 2 weeks ago. So we thinking about putting some on a property when we, move.
Yeah. Look cool.
Yeah, they look cool. There was always a guy, this old guy named Ted, and he had like three of them on his property. And they make this crazy sound in the morning. It's scary as hell, but they're really cool. Every once in a while, they peacock. Yeah. You catch them doing that, putting all their feathers out
there. The feathers are gorgeous.
Yeah.
They are absolutely beautiful birds.
And OJ had some on his property, so,
Oh, he did?
Yeah, OJ has some peacocks.
Of course he did.
Peacock eggs? Like, is there, a peacock egg situation?
Yeah, that's where you get, the $200. You can buy some peacock eggs for, $200, $150, something like that. I don't know how much full-grown peacocks cost. I don't know if you want one. You probably want one from being a baby,
yeah.
So they get used to you in a sense.
Wild, but yeah. Apparently, they're super friendly birds. They're some of the best birds that you could own.
Oh yeah, growing up, there were maybe a half dozen at the local zoo. So you'd be cruising around the zoo, and the group of peacocks, whatever you call them, would be cruising by.
Walking about.
It was always a thing to get pictures with them and stuff.
Yeah. We got a text from the 214 that in Oak Cliff, this lady has about 7 peacocks at her house, and they're just walking up and down the street.
I know where he's talking about. It's over off of Beckley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know exactly what he's talking about, bro.
That's awesome, man. But I hope they find these peacocks. But it's shame on. And I guess later on in the story, they talked about how they're adding more security cameras. But your guests are the ones that are noticing these peacocks getting loaded up in a van and stolen. What are you doing? Pay more attention.
It reminds me when I was on vacation on the Oregon coast a couple of weeks ago. I don't think I've mentioned this on the air. The hotel we stayed at was actually called the Tolo Vana Inn. It was Tolo Nirvana.
Picture. Okay, yeah.
Tolo Vana in Cannon Beach. I would recommend that, or stay at the Stephanie if you're really loaded. I think it's $500 or $600 a night, but they had domesticated bunnies that were on the property just living free, right? So they were the floppy eared and the regular ones. Look, when you see a wild bunny in Texas, they're almost always that brown and gray. Yeah. These were all different colors. They're white.
Were they bigger than the typical ones we see running around?
Yeah, pretty big. And very tame. And
bunnies are cool.
I mean, it was really fun.
But the poop is real. My sister had a bunny at our house for
a while. Yeah.
And the little tiny pellets of poo. And
you don't want to bring that thing inside.
Oh, it's nonstop.
Just leave it in the wild.
They're just pooing left and right.
Dang.
Yeah, that's a lot of poop.
Sorry, but it never gets below 45 or above 75. So they're just chilling.
That is beautiful.
We think of peacocks as those beautiful blue, but apparently there's snow white peacocks as well that are just white as snow. They look pretty amazing.
Gorgeous. No,
wonder
not
how much
a bit.
Those are 803.
I mean, I think that, we need to, I care about the peacocks and I want these peacocks found. North Carolina, by the way, just saw this. It's a bit breaking news. They're exploring a move from the ACC to the SEC.
Who is?
So North Carolina. The fighting Bill Belichick's.
They're trying to get into the SEC.
Might be. It just means more. So they might be trying to get into the SEC. This is after Memphis got the Heisman from the Big 12. Was like, we reviewed the package. We don't want your $200 million.
$200 million, and they said, thanks.
Stay where you
are.
We're good. Well, they might circle back to that in a couple of years. We'll see. All right. National Drive-Through Day. It is. Yeah. Also National Tequila Day. I gotta say, I think we got multiple tequila days during the year.
We should. Were you hating, bro?
No. Not a, that
you
tequila is the only tequila that
as
I drink.
We should.
Now. You've got me on that bottle. it's delicious.
Yeah.
But we've got multiple national margarita days, multiple national tequila days. So we'll celebrate tequila. Don't you worry. Every day is National Tequila Day up in the G-Bag Nation. But the fastest drive-thrus. I was stunned by the results of this list. Having worked at a Chick-fil-A, and somebody just texted in and said, hey, I'm in a Chick-fil-A drive-thru right now. Usually pretty fast. Not right now. Well, they're low. They're at number 10 fastest drive-thru. Now, the order accuracy
is
number one.
I bet Chick-fil-A would be fastest if if you started the clock and then divided it by the number of cars in front of you.
Okay.
I think a lot might be faster because you pull up and nobody's there.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, dude.
They want 18 seconds in and out, from when they take your order to the drive-thru window.
That's what Chick-fil-A is shooting for?
Yeah, that's what you want.
Well, they're not hitting that.
There's no way, but it is also super busy, and they were kind of the forward thinkers when it came to the face-to-face ordering, where they take the iPad out there, and now we're trying to get the line moving. So, most Chick-fil-A's do move at a pretty good pace, but the total drive-thru time, we're looking at 8 minutes for Chick-fil-A. McDonald's is at 9.
Dude, I'm not trusting these numbers already. I don't think so? I've ever sat at a Chick-fil-A for 8 minutes.
Like total line?
Yeah, like even with the lines, it feels like it moves much quicker.
Much faster than that. And maybe you're just like so happy because you're about to get some Chick-fil-A. It just feels quicker. But I'm with you. I was stunned by some of these results. Now, they did have the order accuracy, as I mentioned, in Chick-fil-A number 1, which shouldn't be a surprise. Chick-fil-A is great with that. McDonald's at 9, Raising Cane's at 8.
See, those places should be even higher. Like, when you're Cane's, a one-trick pony, bro, it's like...
All you need is your chicken fingers cooked. And the toast, I suppose.
Yeah, a little coleslaw, some fries. Everybody's getting pretty much the same thing.
Burger King, Eric's favorite spot, 5.5 minutes. Carl's Jr., Hardee's, right ahead of them.
I particularly don't want a fast line. Take your time with my food. I want to feel like it's freshly cooked.
That's what I love about Whataburger.
Yeah, I like pulling up. Well, sir, could you pull up? We don't have your onion rings dropped in that grease yet.
Yeah,
be happy to.
Yeah, sure will, buddy.
I'm happy to wait longer at Whataburger because I know they're cooking that thing fresh.
Yeah.
And that's why the trick that I've heard for like McDonald's, for instance, is you've got to do something to edit the burger. You know, whether you say like, hey, I want to add this, modify it in some way, because then they're actually going to make it fresh. Otherwise, they could just be giving you like a pre-made McDouble. Here you go. So the trick is modify it in some way, shape, or form, and then boom, you're getting a fresh one. I don't know if that still stands. If anybody works at McDonald's, let me know. Wendy's at 5. Dunkin' at 4. Also, what like Dunkin'? I guess they've added to the menu there. I can't breakfast tell you the last time I went to one.
Yeah. I think it was at that one in Las Vegas at the bottom of the elevator.
That is exactly right. Yes, every morning I would go there to get a coffee.
Me too.
A $12
It was expensive.
Small coffee.
It was expensive. Arby's 3, KFC 2, the Stunner. Taco Bell was the fastest drive-through.
Here we go.
4 minutes and 16 seconds.
It's all the same ingredients.
That is something that my mind was blown by a TikTok recently about. Essentially, it's like the same three things in different forms at Taco Bell. And it's like, damn it, you are so right. They're rolling it up in just different ways.
You want it on chips, you want it on taco, you want it on a burrito. How you want it, bro? Oh, wait, I got this flat thing for you, too, here. I call it a pizza.
Same thing. But damn, that Mexican pizza. You put me on the Mexican pizza. When they brought it back, you were talking about how good it was. Dude, I think it's my number one favorite item at Taco Bell, followed by the Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Yeah!
Cheesy Gordita Crunch, delicious.
I want one right now.
Yeah, bro!
But voted the best top 10 drive-thrus. McDonald's was 10. Zaxby's at 9. Raising Cane's at 8.
Wait, which one is this for now?
This is USA Today's top 10 of 2025.
Oh, okay.
These are
okay.
The top 10 drive-thrus. Taco Bell at 7, KFC at 6, your top 5, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, A&W.
What? Oh,
yeah, because there's only like two of y'all in the damn line.
Number 3.
Wow, dude, I do wonder how many. I've never seen just a standalone A&W. They're always paired with like a Long John Silver's or something.
But I guess people like the bacon cheeseburger is really good, the chicken tenders, the cheese curds. Wow.
This is for quality, not speed.
Yeah, this is just overall. 2 is Jack in the Box. But number 1, Del Taco.
Ooh, dude.
Very popular with Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep.
He loves a Del Taco drive-thru.
Chicken tacos. Yeah, that's right.
Del Taco.
I can't wait to get me some Del Taco out there next week. Thank you, Woolchuck.
Thank you.
The top 10 at 2:20 every afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation. It is Woolchuck's birthday. Happy birthday to him. Chief, what are we doing?
Part 1 of the Woolly Bully 34th birthday roast next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll be taking another look at your Rangers, some of the top stories about your Cowboys today as well. As training camp practice continues, Broadus is coming up here in about 30 minutes. Here's Eric Chiafalo with a birthday roast of his nosebleed brother.
Yes, sir. Step right up. The Woolly Bully. 34 years around the sun. How does it feel, man?
Not so good.
Are you nervous right now?
Yeah, I am. I mean, these are always fun, and
yeah, for the most part, they're fun, dude.
Yeah, I enjoy.
Really nothing to be worried about.
I enjoy them, but it also just goes to show you just the stupidity and just utter incompetence. Which,
yeah,
I mean, hey, I'm accepting of.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's
I'm well aware.
That's a good point. There's some aggression in here, and then yeah, a lot of incompetence for sure.
How much aggression?
So we'll start. We have sort of an aggression section coming up, but there's 34 roast-worthy clips here for the 34-year-old Mr. Woolly Bully, and we're going to start with the newer ones, the new additions into the roast, and this one actually comes from earlier this week. This is Walchuk's roast, but somebody else is going to get sideswiped here.
Mickey Spagnola said one of the few really rare good things and nuggets that Mickey's brought with what he said
about... I mean, just inexplicably.
Yeah, I felt bad. About that one.
One of the godfathers. So now you can join me in getting icy stares from Spags.
Well, I've already gotten them. He refuses to acknowledge my existence. So, like,
Do you guys have beef?
I don't think so. Aside from this, I've never said anything bad about Mickey. But he usually is like pom-pom cheerleader guy, and he was being honest, and I really, really appreciated that.
Well, then we get to our mail-it-in four-hour fumble each Sunday on the BetMGM radio network. Thank God literally no one listens because this was not bleeped. We've bleeped it now for FCC violations, but in real time, Walchuk just dropped the F word in a very lazy tease.
Oh, damn skinny there on Fury. I mean, that's something we haven't even talked about, but Usyk with a massive KO.
Dominated him.
Watch that. I mean, the first half of that fight, I thought it was all him. All right, coming up next, Crowley. Let's go into the corner or whatever the fuck questions with him.
Zach Walchuk and Eric Shield.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, bro? You want to talk about just showing up and belching for 4 hours. I mean, that's what that Sunday program is.
Four-hour fumble.
And we didn't hear a single peep about that.
That's
which, again,
awesome.
Just shows how few individuals are listening. But really fantastic stuff there at a Walchuk.
So that was on the pod. Was that maybe?
No, that's on radio stations on the BetMGM radio network in betting states.
On a network.
Yeah, on a network. Yeah. Betting states across America.
Which,
on actual radio or
on,
streaming?
On actual radio.
Wow.
Which
on
I found
actual
out.
Oh my radio. Gosh, Walt Chuck. Yeah, I'm glad you survived that.
I didn't know that we were really being streamed to as far and wide as we
Fireable
were.
Fireable offense.
I thought it was like, you know, two people. But not the case.
And then Wolchuk
so
gave us a little bit of a surprise.
Talk about Shoddy.
Yeah. yeah. Shoddy's just letting him fly, bro.
Yep.
I want to ask him, hey, where do you think this mic is going, by the way, that you're talking into? Where do you think it's going, bro?
The McAfee effect.
What are you doing?
The new age of podcasting.
Yeah.
These guys just feel like they can say whatever the heck they want. All right. This was Wolchuk talking about a place that's very near and dear to his heart, RS Diamond Broker. And we were all caught off guard when he talked about some of the things that are available there.
RS Diamond Broker. Yep, I love them. From dazzling diamond tennis bracelets to stunning engagement rings, our showroom is filled with exceptional pieces you'll love. And I can say our because, well, it's my dad's store. That's the R. That's Robert. My uncle S. That happens to be Seymour Wiener. Visit in-store to explore those beautiful collections of high-quality diamonds and come enjoy the incredible prices and fantastic service that Robert and Seymour Wiener are absolutely known for. The prices are going to be better than you can get anywhere. And I can tell you, because I can speak from absolute certainty, you go see them. They got the best prices for lab-grown diamonds, natural mine diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. New location, RS Diamond Broker in North Dallas. You can check them out at rsdiamondbroker.com.
You can see more Wiener and get the best prices when you go see Walchuk's Pops.
Yeah, please don't go in there and say, can I see Seymour Wiener? Just ask for Seymour, okay?
I want to see what's in your cup over here, man. It's making me wonder if you maybe getting to that Tito's and Brian Scouting
smell.
Bag.
Give a little whiff if you want to. You're going to be pleasantly happy.
You don't think Uncle Wiener would take too kindly to that, Walchuk, if he heard it?
It might laugh a second and then be like, what the bleep?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, but the breast prices, you can't ask for
the breast
those.
Prices we've got.
Uncle Wiener is wild, by the way. Uncle Wiener. Traumatized a lot of people out here.
Shake it off.
Yeah. Trigger alert. Really, Uncle Wiener will be in the broadcast today. Trigger alert.
It's a really bad narrative about Uncle Wiener out there.
Oh, no.
Has been for a long time. All right, now we take you to the draft show where Wolchuk preps and preps and preps and preps and preps and then steps in it with a brand new Dallas Cowboy.
All right, Jay, so can we teach the entire defensive front the haka and make sure we do this every pregame?
I mean, I'm not a haka specialist. You know, that's more like Marin's, you know. I'm Tongan, so I'm not really a haka specialist, but I mean, we could try.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time. All right, Jay Toy joining us here on the
draft. Don't put the camera on. What are we doing?
If your brother's a rugby player in New Zealand, how are you not?
It doesn't mean he knows how to do it.
I get okay. Well, if you're
down,
we need your brother.
I dare you to walk up to him.
I will. I'll do it in Alex Nard's
circle. Break down and start doing
it. Is that racist?
No, not at all. You literally does it before every game.
That's racist, bro.
How?
That's racist, bro.
I'm Tongan, bro.
They all the same. They all do that little dance. Hey, Jay, why don't you do that little dance y'all do?
I got to step out. I'm serious.
What's that thing y'all do? The haka? Do that haka.
That was not good.
I'm so sorry.
That's pretty awesome. Really unfair for Vosh to throw the R word at you like that. That's, I think, never a really good idea. And maybe we can ask him about that at 5 o'clock when he joins us today.
Can't wait to talk to Vosh.
All right, now we dip on back into some throwbacks. Here's Wolchuk being open and honest about just the type of things that he likes to consume when he's all by himself.
Dill pickles with sharp cheddar cheese and chunky peanut butter. I developed this snack when my wife was pregnant, and it has become a mainstay in our home.
I appreciate that. That was a pro tip.
I was reading a text.
We got more snacks in the Wolchuk house.
Beef-flavored ramen noodles with some peanut butter. It sounds weird, but it gives you that delicious Thai peanutty taste.
It does sound weird, Wolchuk, but I'll take your word for it.
I made some Thai last night.
Look
at you.
Let's see. Do we have any more?
There's Thai stick.
Any other Wolchuk snack combinations?
One combination I love is potato chips dipped into chocolate, peanut butter, and banana smoothie. It was one of the things I craved when I was pregnant. Wow. Okay. Man, I've been pregnant a lot.
No, you've been pregnant. This is getting out of hand here. And all of those snack combinations lead to Walchuk sometimes getting gassy on the air, and he will try and hide it, but you can just hear it in his voice. This is pretty damning evidence.
So did Jared Leto.
Ooh. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. You're puckering up there,
squeezing one out.
Blast it.
Yeah, that was a lean and push.
Jared Leto's the guy with the sex farm, right? He's got the sex cult.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, he's got that weird, weird thing going on, man.
And every time Walchuk hears his name, he just has to fart a little bit. Okay.
It's all on the up and up? Or no, there's impropriety. Oh, I see.
It's a bad deal. Yeah, it's toxic.
Real, real bad deal.
What's going on with these sex cults?
Okay. We're all familiar with this one. We had the Rangers president of baseball operations on the program, and Walchuk decided he wanted to ignore him while he was giving a well-thought-out answer.
Team's still not healthy. We saw Josh Jung earlier on MLB Network, and then there's Eovaldi. What kind of updates do you have, and what kind of an impact could those guys have when they return?
Josh is probably a little further behind, simply just based on the timeline with the surgery. I think we're looking at really the last 10 days, maybe week of the season. And Nate is making progress. We thought we were pretty close with Nate. He had a little bit of a side tightness after his last live batting practice, and but that's calmed down in the last day or two. So we're going to continue to build him up, and hopefully he'll be back, here at the beginning of September or shortly thereafter. And those will be two huge additions for us, hopefully at a time where we need them most, and help propel us for a strong finish.
What's the latest with another potential addition in Nathan Eovaldi?
Mm.
Ouchie.
That was the update on Eovaldi. He had the little side tightness, and he's coming back and hopefully be back here early in September.
That's on me, CY. I heard Josh Jung, and I thought that was a Josh Jung-focused question.
There was a day I would have called you out on that.
I'll call myself out.
I would have called you out on
nope,
that.
That's like, on me. That's on me right there.
I think
that's
the pressure got to Zach a little bit.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, man.
CY's been amazing. I mean, he can roll with anything, but I did hear behind the scenes that he was pretty disappointed in you that day, Walchuk.
Yeah, and rightly so. I've made sure never to make that error with him ever since.
I'm locked in. Me too.
I think we've done a hell of a job.
Yeah, he had to get a new phone after that because he smashed it onto the floor after that interview.
That was a growing experience.
Okay, we take you back to the nosebleed seats when Walchuk got confused by the calendar.
Well, this hump night 69 party. Because it is June the 9th, 6th month of the year, 9th month of the day.
Wow. Wow. What?
Yes, dude.
What was that again?
9th month of the day?
Should we hear that again?
Yeah, let's tee that up.
Well, this hump night 69 party, because it is June the 9th, 6th month of the year, 9th month of the day.
Yes, dude. He was just buried in THC that night.
9th month of the day.
Really incredible stuff.
Would you rather date a...
I feel for you.
Here was Walchuk, and I actually, like, this is one of those where you're like, hey, I know you didn't mean to be a total bleephole, but this was before we were getting ready to take off on our first Oxnard extravaganza.
Oh, come on.
And we had the Get Right that was doing the night show. And of course, the night show, we all know from experience, doesn't get that opportunity to hop on a bird and touch down in Oxnard, California.
And yeah, so, since CA and I rocked it, nobody else has been allowed.
That's right.
Yeah.
So here was Walchuk. We are literally in crosstalk. We're about to go to the airport, and Walchuk just decided to rub their noses in the fact that they don't get to go.
Are you guys, and I say this and I feel for you because I was in the same position along with Eric, but I heard you guys teasing the training camp coverage. You're like, all the shows are going to be out there for training camp in Oxnard. And then it's, well, the Get Right's not there in Oxnard. So we lived that. It's kind of like the nightly baton. You take that and, the night show doesn't get to go. And are you guys doing okay?
Listen, where are we going with this here?
It's just like, I know he did not mean to be a total D because Christian McCaffrey's mom specifically told us not to. But there, he couldn't help himself. That is one third of the roast clips.
One third?
When we pick it back up, we will get into the very aggressive and sexual and violent version.
Sexual and bully. Violent?
I love it. We'll look at the top stories of the day. What's next for the Rangers as they set here on an off day? And then we'll get to the Cowboys news with Broadus coming up here in about 20 minutes. Practice is wrapping up out there. We'll give you all the highlights coming up next year in the nation.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.